It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college basketball this evening in the NAIA as the Lady Ravens and Ravens are playing host to Central Methodist. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Izzy upstairs with me, Tom Couts, and public address announcer introducing the starters for the ladies' game. It is the first of our doubleheader with the guys coming up tonight about 7:30, so stick with us for both ends of this doubleheader. Let's jump right into the starters. First of all, for Central Methodist, under head coach Mike Davis. Central Methodist coming into the ballgame, an undefeated team. 12-0 overall, 6-0 in the conference, number 4 in the nation. And they're going to be starting an experienced group of transfer players, beginning with Daria Bachkarova. Daria is a 6'1" senior from Belarus out of the University of Hawaii. Coming from Georgia Tech, the 5'7" sophomore, Satorva Cook. Out of Paris Junior College in Fort Worth, 5'6" junior, JCX Kennedy. It'll be Flaviana Messina out of Trenton, New Jersey, the 5'9" sophomore guard. And running it out at 6'3" from Rider University is going to be Leah Johnson. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 21st season head coach Chad Folsom, Benedictine coming in at 6-7, 3-4 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Allie Kramer out of Nemer Hall Central High School, a 5'7" junior. Out of Northville in Jefferson County North, a 5'11" junior, Josie Weiser from Verona, Missouri. Twyla Karis Quillo, a 5'10 senior. Jennifer Jacobs is a 6'1 sophomore from Wichita's Capon, Mount Carmel. And rounding it out from Jeff West High School in Meriden, Kansas, at 5'8", it is senior Aaliyah Rains. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black lettering and trim. For Central Methodist, it is the traveling black uniforms with white lettering and trim. Josie Weiser is going to come into the center circle to jump it off, and she will be leaping against Leah Johnson. Central Methodist is a team that likes to score a lot. They lead the conference in scoring. By the way, Benedictine is the number 2 team in the conference in scoring. So you've got number 1 and number 2 at putting points on the board getting together here tonight. CMU is also number 5 in the nation as they average over 85 points a game. Central Methodist took the tip, but then is going to turn it over down to the baseline, and Benedictine will be putting it in play against some full court pressure. It'll come in. And coming up with it is going to be Twyla. Karis Quillo gets it over, and the Ravens in the forecourt. JT will have it at the top of the key, dumps it over to the right side. The feed across into the corner. And BC, a little wild here early, but able to track it down. Allie Kramer will run the ball club. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kramer backs into the lane, spins, twists, puts the underhand shot up, no, gets her own rebound, follows up, no, and a rebound down. Leah Johnson, here comes DMU. Central Methodist will go coast to coast. The driving left fails. Rebounding it down is going to be Miser. Here comes Josie. We're still scoreless at 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Left side is going to be Allie Kramer. Karis Quilla will take it on the left wing. Get it back out on top to Allie. Here pass to the right side. It's going to be out of the reach of Aaliyah Raines, and Benedictine will turn it over. So these two teams trying to get going just a little too fast, a little too quickly. Some of those maybe first game of the second semester jitters. Here's a driving layup. It's up and missing. The rebound underneath in the easy follow up and in. First points in the ball game belong to Leah Johnson. Central Methodist is broken on top, 2-0. 8:40 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Great to have you with us. College basketball tonight. Driving down the court. The shot by Jennifer Jacobs is going to be blocked away and out of bounds by Leah Johnson. Leah Johnson, again, transferring in from Rider University. Benedict going to put it in at their baseline. It comes into Twilight. Dishes it over to the right, and it's going to be stolen away. Here comes CMU. Into the forecourt. It's going to be Cook. Kicks it out on top. And Bochkarova will hit the three. Central Methodist leading at 5-0. And now we've got a CMU player crying out on the floor with 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. I think she got a bump on the head. She's going to walk off the floor. And Central Methodist will replace her with Natalia Spiegel. Natalia's been one of the few players who's been on this club for a bit. Natalia is a senior, 5'9", out of Mount San Antonio College. Benedictine will put the ball in play from the backcourt, trailing at 5-0 at 8:15 to play in the first quarter. Topside with it is going to be Allie Kramer, way up between the circles, swings it over to the left side to Karis Quillo. Back out on top to Jacobs. Right side is going to come to Kramer again. Topside Josie, that's a long three. A little bit off the mark and rebound. Hauled down by Bochkarova. Here comes CMU. Satoria Cook into the forecourt. They'll swing it into the middle. Twisting, turning, spinning, shooting, missing. Underneath, Leah Johnson ends up on the floor. Benedictine coming out with a rebound. It'll be taken down by Josie, and Kramer will bring it into the forecourt. 7:45 to play in the opening quarter. 5-0. Central Methodist down in front on the road here this evening. Over to the left side, Kramer. The uncontested three, bingo. Allie Kramer with the first bucket of the ball game for Benedictine. The Lady Ravens are within a pair. 7.5 to play in the first, trailing at 5-3. Spiegel with the basketball, gets it back over. Bochkarova will drive left, puts up the underhand shot, hits the bottom of the rim, carries back down into the arms of Benedictine. And the Lady Ravens outlet pass stolen. Bochkarova will have it on the other end, uncontested. The layup is in. It is a 7-3 CMU lead with 7 minutes to play in the first. Ravens work around to the left side. It's going to be Josie with it. Weiser comes off on top. Jacobs for three. Well short. And the long rebound taken back down by CMU. Satoria Cook will bring it into the forecourt. Gets it to Bochkarova. She'll launch another three. That one halfway down, then spins out. And Benedictine will rebound it away. Lady Ravens on the run. They're coming down on a three-on-three. The kick comes out on top, over to the right side. The shot airborne and perfect. Aaliyah Raines getting her first touch of the ball and gets Benedictine back to within one. It's 7-6. The drive right, collision, and Benedictine's going to be called for a block. It's going to be a foul on Aaliyah Raines. It'll be her first, the first foul by either team, coming here at 6:18 to play opening quarter. They're going to award two shots to Central Methodist, and Benedictine to make a duo of substitutions. Checking in for the Lady Ravens will be both Riley Wade and Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy is a 5'6 sophomore from Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas, and Riley Wade out of Olathe, Kansas, a 5'9 junior. The free throw's up and fails. Satoria Cook continues to look for her first point of the game. It's still a 7-6. Central Methodist lead. One more shot coming up for the sophomore from Georgia Tech. She began her Georgia Tech career in 2016. Here's a shot. No. Off the offensive rebound of the missed free throw. Back up with it will come Benedictine. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. Down one. Here's a three. Josie. Knocked the mark. Rebound underneath. Going to be seen by Benedictson. And now Riley Wade fails to handle the basketball. That carries out of bounds off her foot, knee, and shin. Goes out of bounds. Back and welcome to Central Methodist. Lady Ravens are going to have to play their very, very, very best basketball here tonight against the number 14 in the nation, undefeated Central Methodist. Ball backing into the lane, twisting, spinning, turning, shooting, and scoring. It's going to be the first, or the second, rather, bucket by Leah Johnson. She's got four. Ravens trailing it now 9-6, 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Nicholson out on top, Wade kicks it to the right side, and as it's in Rain's hands, we have a whistle off the basketball. This foul is going to be on CMU and Natalia Spiegel. Her first personal foul, team foul one for CMU. And Benedictine is going to bring Jennifer Jacobs out of the game. And checking in for BC is going to be the 6'3" sophomore, or junior rather, Kyra Bissiraka. Raymond down on top with Rain. She'll start right, drive left, goes in, bounces it off her foot, kicks it back to Kyra. First shot from 12, way off the mark, and a rebound back down to Leah Johnson. Here comes Central Methodist. Back up the floor. CMU. Benedictson is 4 of 10 shooting the basketball here in the early going. Here's a runner from about 12. It'll be short over the back and a good for Leah Johnson. And at her size, she's a dominant figure out of the floor. But you can see she's slowing down a little bit. Needed to come out of the game 5 minutes in. Central Methodist pushes down to an 11-6 lead at 4:50 to play in the first. Top side is going to be Josie Weiser, Lady Ravens on offense. Josie drives into the double team, has the ball stripped away from her, stolen by Central Methodist. Now it's rolling around on the floor, and the official is going to stop play. Call a foul on Josie. Foul number one for Josie. Benedictine team foul two, and Josie will exit the game, and Benedictine is going to bring Maddie Garrison into the lineup. Maddie's a Blue Valley Southwest grad. 5'11" junior. Here comes Central Methodist. Kennedy with the basketball. Comes out on top to Cook. Back over to the right side. Here's a set three. Got it from deep in the right corner. Knocking that one down is going to be Michaela Bauman. And she is just coming to the game. And the Ravens find themselves suddenly down 8. Central Methodist is on a 7-0 run right now. BC will go back door, reverse layup. Badly done. Ravens can't get it to fall, and back up will come Central Methodist. Garrison tried that little reverse behind the head layup, and for Benedictine, going to have to take better percentage shots than that in order to do come away with a win here tonight. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bochkarova with the basketball. She'll drive all the way to the right side, and as she gets inside her defender, we're going to get a foul called on Garrison, who is just beaten to the edge. Ravens going to take a timeout? Yes, they are. Let's do it, Joseph. Break of the action coming at 3:59 to go. Opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, where it is the Central Methodist Lady Eagles 14, Benedictine 6.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back. The basketball is getting set to be put in play down at the baseline, and now the officials stopping a play and having a moment to lecture one of the Central Methodist players. Now, CMU will bring it in, put up a shot from the outside. The three will miss, and a rebound saved by Central Methodist. They are the more aggressive team right now. Hook shot in the lane is up and good. Two more for Leah Johnson. She is already at 8 points, only averages 14-3 a night. And now we're going to have a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. The Eagles continue to be very aggressive. It'll be the first foul by J.C. Kennedy. 16-6. Lady Ravens trailing it by double figures. We're at 3:45 to go. First quarter. Nicholson will get into the forecourt. Misty Rocca back over to the left side. And the Ravens are going to have it out on top. Returning to the floor for Coach Folsom is going to be Allie Kramer. So for Benedictine right now, you've got Missy Rocca, Wade, Garrettson, Kramer, and Nicholson. BC's going to turn it over again, and flying up the court with it down the left side is Mastodot. She'll go in, go up, and hit it. Mastodot with the bucket. She averages right at 17 a game, and those are her first two here tonight. Benedictine goes back door. Beautiful job, and then looking for the easy layup. Waiting too long. Garrettson, though, is going to draw a foul. The foul is going to be on Tarina Bachkarova. It'll be her first team foul three for CMU. Bachkarova will exit the ball game, and coming in here for Central Methodist, back into the game is going to be Spiegel. Free throw, up and in. And that is the first point tonight for the Lady Ravens, Maddie Garrettson. And that stops a 9-0 run by CMU. Second free throw's up, very, very short. And they're going to wave it off. They're going to say Benedictine. And their free throw shooter, Maddie Garrettson, guilty of a lane infraction. Just over 3 minutes of play in the first. BC's going to apply a little pressure now on the inbound play. It'll be taken in by Canady. She'll jump it over to the right side. Back up the floor. Spiegel down the left side. Ravens are going to go player defense here and really play tight all the way across. A beautiful skip pass across the lane and an easy, easy layup underneath for Mastodot. She's got four. It is 20-7.
That was a good help, but it's the classic help the helper there.
Nearly stolen away. Ravens are going to save it. In trouble with the basketball, falling to the floor, and now a jump ball called. And Benedictine not being careful enough with the basketball, and Central Methodist is just hustling and all over the ball. They are a team. You can look at them out there. They know they're undefeated. They know they're number four in the nation, and they're just kind of feeling themselves right now. With 2.5 to go in the opening quarter, they lead Benedictine 20-7. Ravens looking to find a way to bring it in, and as Josie brings it in to Reigns, she is run into and fouled by Spiegel. I have her for two. So Natalia Spiegel stays in the ballgame with the second foul. Here's Benedictine with the basketball. Central Methodist not deep and probably haven't had to be. They've started the same five players every game this season. Now, cross-court pass by Nicholson. Going to be stolen away. It was anticipated stolen. The shoot shot on the other end missing. Follow shot on the other end missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Twyla Carasquillo. Benedictine is going to have to get a little more aggressive and a little more attack mode with the ball. Now it's going to be knocked away. And Reigns trying to hustle, trying to get the ball. They just picked her pocket way too quick. And now sitting on the floor, taking a breather, is Canady. Who commits that foul, by the way, trying to steal the ball. It'll be her second foul. My point being a moment ago, Central Methodist has started the same five every game this year. They don't run deep. They don't even travel with many players. They're traveling with 10. They typically play 7. Three players that appear on our pregame roster are not with the club tonight. Let us just say that. And the Ravens are coming to the free throw line. The shot is up and good. And Aaliyah Reigns has her fourth point this evening. Minute 58 to play in the opening quarter. It is 20-8 now, CMU. And Benedictine Senior from Jeff West High School lining up one more shot. Takes her time, little right-handed effort is up and good. 5 points for Reigns, who leads Benedictine in scoring. Mr. Rocca will come out of the game. I don't even think we called Kyra's name once in all the time she was out on the floor. Jennifer Jacobs is going to check back in for BC. Minute 50 to go and rolling along. Outlet pass all the way into the forecourt. CMU with a basketball. It's going to be Audrey Graham in the game for the first time. Here's a feed left. Driving shot hits the bottom of the backboard. Benedictine's Twyla Carasquillo will rebound it down. Lady Ravens up the floor. Nicholson goes right side. Josie, one of the three, couldn't. Pulls it back down. Benedictine looking a little intimidated right now. Passing up shots. It's many times we would see them take. Here's Kennedy. She'll launch the three. It is short. Rebounded underneath Twyla. Knocks it down. Carasquillo. Her first two of the game. It is 22-11. With a minute 12 to go in the first. 107 to go in the first. Skip pass over to the left side. CMU. Green with the basketball. Kicks it over the edge. That's going to be Cook. She'll feed down low off the block. That's an unstoppable play. When Leah Johnson gets the ball, undefended on the block, there's nothing that will stop those 2 points. It's now 22-11, and I'm questioning that 10 points up on the board. I think it should be 11 up on the scoreboard. I've got 11 on my stat sheet. I've got 11 on my stream. But the scoreboard here has 10. Topside Josie, a really long three, missed it. She was about a step and a half above the top of the key straight away, missing it badly. Josie is now 0 for 3 shooting the basketball, all of them three-point shots. 20 seconds ago, shot clock, game clock are absolutely in sync. Cook with the basketball, Central Methodist is going to hold it up and look for the final shot. 12 seconds, 11, now 10. They'll drive to the top, that's going to be Cook. Skip pass over to the left side to Botskarova. She'll drive into the lane, puts it off the window and missed it. Rebound tipped out, followed up, missed again. Ravens are going to rebound it down and we will end the quarter. First quarter in the book here in the Nolan. We'll be back with the second year score in Atchison and Kansas. The Central Methodist Lady Eagles 22, Benedictine 10.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Happy to have you along with us this evening. College basketball in 2023. Welcome back. Joseph is our producer and engineer. Back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Sitting on the edge of his seat. Taking in the game. Pushing all the buttons. Making the lights all blink. It's something to see, really. Is he with me here? Tom Counts. We go to the second quarter. Benedictine trailing Central Methodist 22-10. For CMU, Leah Johnson, already 10 points. Massanot 7 and Botskarova has the other 5. For Benedictine, Twyla Carasquillo has 2. 3 points on a long shot by Allie Kramer. Carrotson with 1. Also for Benedictine, 4 for Reigns. And that's the Ravens scoring. The shot goes up, missing. Benedictine coming up with a rebound. And you see again, Central Methodist, look at the risks they take. They jump for the ball. They try to jump a route. Here's Reigns, feeds in the middle of Jacobs. Jennifer, after having her best ever game just one game ago, scoring a career high 20-some points, has not put a point on the board yet tonight. Jennifer is 0 for 2. Ravens are going to have it in half a minute into the second quarter, bringing it at their baseline. Nicholson struggling, now finally finds Jacobs, who will go in and up, and there it is, Jennifer Jacobs for 2.
I think the key right there is that she lost Johnson in that they switched the screen.
CMU into the forecourt. We got Cook with the basketball, lobs it out on top to Botskarova. She'll drive to the left side, we're going to get Josie Weiser and Benedict into their player defense. 9:20 to go in the opening half. CMU off to the left side with it. Massanot cuts in the middle, gets inside Reigns, but her layup misses. And rebound knocked out of Twyla's hands, out of bounds, but they will say it is off the Lady Ravens. 5 on the shot clock. CMU will be putting in a play through offensive baseline. Now the officials coming out. Right now, Coach Davis is not happy with something. He's on his feet. Now the officials are going to have a little powwow, I think. Are they trying to decide where the ball comes in? I can't imagine that they're thinking about putting any time. They are. They're going to reset that shot clock, and that's what Coach Davis wanted. So he lobbied, and he got it. 20 on the shot clock. Eagles will put the ball in play. The lob down to the baseline is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Aaliyah Raines. It'll come back in again to Central Methodist. 15 on the shot clock. It'll be put in play from deep in the corner by Bachkarova. She looks in, brings it in just in front of her to Graham. Graham will dribble around to the right side, dumps it over to the edge. Here's a longer shot for Johnson as she was unable to hit the 14-footer. Benedictine coming down with the rebound, and as Raines hauls it down, two defenders jump on top of her. And they're going to call a jump ball possession to Benedictine. 8:49 to go in the half. Central Methodist with a 22-12 lead. Benedictine walking it up the floor. Central Methodist has yet to score a second quarter point. Topside with it is going to be Jacobs. Back over to the right, Kennedy. Nicholson looks in the middle, brings it out on top to Josie. Swings it over to Rain. She went underneath to JJ. Can't get it there. Brings it back off on top. Gets it toward Twilight. Spatted away, but going to be saved. And now the scoop pass, just a badly done pass in the middle. Way too close to the feet of Jacobs. Central Methodist will pick up the turnover from Benedictine. 8:10 to go in the first half. And now we're going to have a whistle. We got a foul. It's going to be on Twyla. First foul of the ball game by Twyla. Here's Quillo for Benedictine. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter for BC. The CMU men's team exiting the stands now, headed for the locker room to get ready for the second game of the night. Here's a spinning shot from down the baseline. It misses. And on the rebound, a CMU player again falls to the floor. And we're going to have a foul on Jennifer Jacobs. It will be her first of the game. Central Methodist. They'll be putting it in play. Coming out of the game, Satoria Cook. Again, Satoria starting her career in 2016 at Georgia Tech. The ball will come in on the right side. CMU over to the right edge. It's going to be Johnson with it. Leah looks inside. Back and in. Throws an elbow. Shoots and scores. She just cleared out on Jennifer Jacobs and has her 12th point of the game. 24-12 Central Methodist. At 7:50 to go in the opening half. Benedictine back up the floor with the basketball. Riley Wade has come in. They'll give it to her on the little give and go. Dumps it over to the right side where the three-point shot is up and very short. Ravens will rebound it down and up and in for Allie Kramer. She's got five. 24-14 Central Methodist. 7.5 to go in the half. Bachkarova will take it to the right side. Pushes it off on top to Graham. Graham will feed it back over to the left edge. Kennedy. BC will stay with that. That is zone defense they're in now. Here's a three from the top. Off the rim twice. No good. And the rebound is going to go out of play. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. And coming up the floor, Leah Johnson. I don't know if she's talking to someone that I can't see, an invisible friend, but she is just yakking as she comes up the floor. Not very happy about something. 7:10 to play. Here in the first half, Benedictine into the forecourt. Raines will take it deep to the edge, feeds in the middle, and Jacobs pass over to the left side. BC will kick it underneath, drive it across. Kramer shot deflected, rebound outlet. That's a breakaway. There's nobody in the other half of the floor, and the easy underhand layup by Satoria Cook. Those will be her first points of the game, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with CMU here at 6:45 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Eagles 26, Benedictine 14.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Thank you.
Taking a look at the Central Methodist bench, Phillip is a two-hour right during the timeout, and longtime head coach Mike Davis lecturing his team. In his right hand, he's got the rolled-up program, kind of a Hank Stram kind of a look, you know, with the program rolled up in his hand as he's carrying it around it. Now tucks it under his arm. Benedictine will come into the forecourt, and his CMU defense is just swarming. The ball is going to be knocked away from Alec Kramer. Here comes CMU. They'll take it on the floor, running it down the right side. Massanot, jump shot, good. The bucket by Leonia Massanot, her ninth point of the game, pushes it now to a 28-14 lead. Central Methodist with the largest advantage of the evening. And now another CMU steal, another Raven turnover, and a shot on the other end does not go in, but we've got a Benedictine foul, and that's going to be on Riley Wade. Riley coming down the floor way too late and reaches in. It's kind of a desperation foul. Jacobs will come out for Benedictine. Back in is Miss Iraka. You're going to get Reigns coming out of the ball game. Kennedy Nicholson comes back in and striding to the line for Central Methodist. As the first free throw is unsuccessful, that looks like it is going to be Cook. One more shot coming up on its way. Misses them both, and Benedictine will come down with the rebound of the second missed shot. 28-14, CMU. They try to come up with a steal, but the Ravens are going to save it. Here's a three-point shot. Air ball, about a foot and a half wide to the left side off the fingertips of Maddie Garrison. And it just sails out of bounds on a couple of hops. Central Methodist will be putting it back in play. Lady Ravens shooting the ball right now at a 5 of 19 clip, 26%. Now Central Methodist will spread the floor a little bit. And they're now Canadian at the point guard. Over to the left side to Massanot. Feeds it into the middle. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Benedictine. Down the floor, Allie Kramer drives in, goes in, rejected by Bochkarova. She just goes upstairs, now outlets it to the other end. We're never coming down the floor. Canadian was all alone to lay it up and in. CMU goes down the floor. Canadian, who's now hobbling up the floor.
Yeah, she keeps, like, touching her eye or something.
Well, she is obviously not at 100%, and Benedictine now down 16 points. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up and good for three. That's Kennedy Nicholson. Her first points of the game. It's 30-17. Central Methodist, 4:44 to go in the half. The feed goes down to Johnson. Pushes it back on top, and we're going to get a traveling call over to the right side. That's Natalia Spiegel. Did not get the ball on the floor quickly enough. Spiegel is going to be taken out of the ball game. Into the lineup for CMU, you're going to find Audrey Graham. Audrey out of Everett, Washington, out of Watcom Community College, a 5'7" junior guard. Benedictine into the forecourt. Right side, Nicholson feeds inside, trying to get it to Miss Iraka, but batted away by CMU. Again, it goes to Kyra, feeds underneath the Twyla, too far underneath the rim to get a shot away. Back it comes to Miss Iraka. She'll fall away in 3 seconds is the call. She just camped out in the lane. The defense was too good. Benedictine's either going to have to take a quicker shot and not try to keep moving in. The 10-foot shot's a pretty good shot. You're going to have to take that tonight. 30-17, Central Methodist in front. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go, first half. Back into the Lady Raven lineup will come JCN product, Josie Weiser. CMU with the basketball in the backcourt. Massanot comes right side. Satoria Cook. Again, Central Methodist averages 85.7 a game. Here's a feed underneath. A couple of head fakes later. The shot misses. The offensive rebound underneath. And as she forces the shot up, Benedictine is going to commit a foul. Miss Iraka will foul Leah Johnson. For Kyra, foul number one. For Benedictine, team foul four of the second quarter. And at the line for CMU, Leah Johnson. The first one, no. Central Methodist has not been great at the free throw line. Leah Johnson's not a superb free throw shooter, 68.2%. And right now, at the line, CMU is 0 for 5. Now, hits that one. So 1 of 6 at the free throw line for CMU at the free throw line. Wow, remarkable. 3:50 to go. First half, 31-17, Eagles. Harris Quill will have it on the right side for BC, pushes it to the free throw line. He's going to have to take that shot. Instead, you try to drive in the middle. The guard takes the ball away anytime. Okay, the rule is if you're a 5 and you're trying to dribble the ball in the lane, not going to work. Doesn't work. And the Ravens pay the price by turning it over. And then they try to steal it back, and we're going to have a foul. So you compound the mistakes. You make a mistake by trying to dribble the ball in the middle, then you turn it over, and then you try to get it back. Well, what you end up doing is committing a foul, and now you send Central Methodist at the line because you're over the bonus. Eagles coming to the stripe here. First free throw, and this team is bad at the free throw line tonight. Satoria Cook is 0 for 3. And Central Methodist is 1 of, what, 7 now? And that one, no good either. And the rebound's going to be taken away by Batskarova. Benedictine standing flat-footed in the middle, looking like they were going to get that rebounded. That was not going to happen. 3.5 to go in the half. 31-17. Eagles will take it over to the left side. Here's the 3 online, but too strong. But an offensive rebound. CMU goes in, puts a shot up, misses that one. And Reigns, who's come back into the game, will rebound it down. She'll get it away to Kennedy Nicholson. Benedictine coming up the floor, trailing at 31-17. And frankly, if CMU was shooting better, it would be considerably worse. Eagles are hitting only, 14 of 35 shots so far in the game. Topside with it is going to be Reigns. Goes to the free throw line. Jacobs with her back to the rim. She'll come out on top. 5 on the shot clock. Reigns will drive in. Gets a driving shot. Probably got an extra step or so in there. In the bucket by Aaliyah Reigns. She's got 6 tonight. 31-19. Benedictine back to within a dozen. In the lane, Leah Johnson. Does she not travel? They're going to call a 3-second violation. 2:37 to go in the half. And now we're stopping play for, I'm not sure for what. Benedictine will put it in play in the backcourt. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson. Nice crowd on hand, and particularly if you qualify that with there are no students on campus. Great community support. Here's a pass, and Weiser just dishes it into the second row of the stands with no one around. I think she suspected she had a teammate that was going to come to the top, but the pass was launched, and the Ravens are going to turn it over again. That is the 14th turnover of the first half for Benedictine with 2:15 to go before intermission. Here's a 3, Bochkarova doesn't get it, rebounding it down, Weiser. Josie will bring it up the floor, loses the hand on the dribble, able to pick it up and little push pass. Now a turnaround shot, and Weiser hits the 3. First points in the ball game for Josie Weiser, coming with 1:52 to go in the first. 31-22, Benedictine trying to battle back with 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Bochkarova will take it right side. Comes back off on top. Spiegel. Now the 3. Nope. Rebound underneath Leah. You know she's going to get it, and she's going to get a plus 1. And she is out there, again, just talking to anybody. She's not talking to anyone in particular. She's just talking to anybody. So, at the line, Leah Johnson. She's the only player for Central Methodist to hit a free throw and misses that one. But the Ravens do not come down with the rebound. Here's a feed inside and an offensive foul called on Satoria Cook. 1:28 to go in the first half. And if Benedictine can go into the locker room trailing only single digits, it'll be a good comeback and have them poised for the possibility of a good second half. Nicholson brings it up. Jacobs goes left side. Weiser feeds underneath Twyla. Back it comes to Jennifer. BC works the outside. Jacobs with it again. Backing in on Leah Johnson. She can't get through her. Comes back on top. Back again. It comes to Jacobs. She'll drive left. Goes in. Missed the layup. Can't miss the bunnies. We're at a minute to go in the half. Central Methodist with the basketball, leading it by 11, 33-22. For CMU, this is a really, really, really low-scoring first half. For Benedictine, it's a really, really low-scoring first half. 22 points. Pachkaroma goes to the left side to Cook. CMU on offense. Back in goes to Massenot. Massenot drives toward the baseline. Feeds underneath. Leah Johnson doesn't get it. Rebounding it down is Josie. She's defended, pushed, and bumped, triple-teamed, and finally a call in the backcourt, maybe on Bachkaroba. It will be the second foul of the game for Bachkaroba. Seconds left in the half in Benedictine. With the shot clock off, gets the ball in play. Big collision out on top. Here's a three. Kennedy rolling. It won't go in. Rebound Twyla. Goes up, gets fouled. Here's Quello. We'll go in and draw the foul. And this foul is on Spiegel. Is that her third foul? Is that right? Sure is. Three fouls on Natalia Spiegel. First free throw, it's up and good. So Twyla will pick up a third point of the ball game. 15 seconds left in the half. Sekerman got them both. 33-24. Ravens within nine. 15 seconds left in the half. Benedict would love to not give up a subsequent basket here at the end of the half. Coach Davis is on his feet. He's all the way down to the baseline having a stern conversation with the official down there. He's not liking what he's seeing. Ravens getting knocked to the floor. Reigns gets back up, driving down coast to coast. Beautiful defense underneath for Benedictine, slapping the outlet pass away and out of bounds. It'll come into the baseline with 7 seconds to go. Bachkaroba will do the inbound work. Looking in, wants to go underneath. It does. Gets it to Leah. Back to Bachkaroba, launching three and missing it. Rebound pulled down by Josie. And we're going to have another foul. We got a little drums being played back there in the backcourt. And the Ravens will walk to the other end of the floor where Josie Weiser will be coming to the free throw line.
I believe that was her first.
First foul of the game by Audrey Graham. Josie Weiser steps up. She has 3 points. She hit a three-point shot with a minute 50 to go here in the half. Sends the first free throw, up and in. 33-25. It's been a really outstanding comeback for Benedictine here in the late going of the second quarter. Second free throw. She will get them both. Weiser has five. TMU's got 2.2. They'll bring it into Johnson, kick it to midcourt, and not get a shot off. The Benedictine Lady Ravens with a great comeback, and now Coach Davis is cornering the official down here in front of the scorer's table, and he is steamed. We'll see what happens, and we'll be back. We'll summarize the opening half. As we go to intermission, it is Central Methodist Lady Eagles 33, Benedictine 26.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nola Gymnasium. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got men's college basketball coming up after the ladies' game with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off, and we could, at the rate this has gone, we could be pretty close to that. Quick look at the first half scoring for you. First of all, for CMU, they are led by Leah Johnson. She was phenomenal. 7 of 11 shooting the ball. 15 points for Leah Johnson to lead her team in scoring. Following her, Liana Masina has 9. It was 5 for Darnia Bachkarova and 4 for J.C. Kennedy. For Benedictine, how about this? Nice, even scoring. Thank you very much. Again, 6 for Aaliyah Raines leading the way. Josie Weiser and Allie Kramer, 5 apiece. 4 and a half for Twyla Carasquillo. 3 and a half, Kennedy Nicholson. 2 for Jennifer Jenkins and 1. Maddie Gerritsen. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half coming up live and done. Don't forget, guys game at 7:30, but right now, with your intermission score at the Nolan, Benedictine trailing Central Methodist 33-26. Back we go to Joseph the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College Ravens basketball action as they are playing host to Central Methodist University. We will be returning to the game and Tom courtside in just a couple of minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, coming up tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us to high school basketball, as we will have Atchison High versus Topeka Highland. Tune in around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8 p.m. And Saturday brings us back to the college as the Benedictine Ravens are continuing their 3-game homestand, playing host to Grandview. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look at women's games in action right now. At the half, it is Graceland by 1 point at 29 points to Peru State's 28. Grandview is got a handsome lead on Culver Stockton, 41-28 at the half. Central Methodist is currently leading the Ravens by 5 points at 33 points. I'm sorry, by 7 points at 33 points to 26. Mount Mercy is trailing William Penn. William Penn's got 40 points to Mount Mercy Ladies, 27. And Mid-American Nazarene is leading Park by 24-16 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taking a look at men's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have got a game that was played last night against Baker and Clark. Baker came out on top with 95 points to Clark's 77. We'll be taking a real quick break and then a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 25. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 39. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 21. Mid-40s Friday, cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 30s and mixed precip possible. A dusting of snow Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 37 degrees and mostly cloudy out there in Atchison, which feels like 29, with the wind out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour. Relative humidity is reading at 56%. The dew point is 23 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.96 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
As we're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's Benedictine Women's College game, 33-26, Central Methodist in front. Joseph, our producer, engineer, newsman, weatherman, sports guy, Joe, did you paint the building? It's newly painted. You probably did that too. I don't know. Thank you very much, though, Joseph, for the things you do. Izzy's upstairs here with me tonight. Tom Counts and Central Methodist. You got a winner. 33 points at halftime, and Benedict's defense has done a nice job with him, and BC has rallied, coming from down 16 in the middle of the second quarter to cutting it to a 7-point halftime game. And Central Methodist leading the conference in scoring, number 5 in the nation in scoring. They come into the ballgame tonight averaging over 85 a game. Are they going to try to take the lid off here in the second half? Be interesting to see how this shakes out. Here we go. Eagles will have the ball. They're playing to begin the second half, and we are underway. Pachkarova with the ball. Kicks it over to the left side. Cook, Kennedy, Massenet, Johnson, the other starters, and we got an offensive foul. Oh, they're going to call a block. Going hard to the floor, Aaliyah Raines, and they are calling a block underneath the rim. And that's got Coach Folsom about as animated as you're ever going to see him. He is very upset, and I understand. Raines will pick up her second foul of the game, the first foul of the third quarter. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds by Raines. They're trying to get the ball inside underneath to Zatoria Cook. How about Zatoria Cook so far in the game? She has no points. Cook averages 13-3, and now we're going to get a little turnaround shot that is going to be up and in by Massenet. 11 for Liana Massenet. She averages 17 a game. And Benedictine will bring the ball into the forecourt, critic at 35-26. Top side is going to be Karis Grillo. Now the ball is going to be batted away and lost out of bounds as they knock it away from Raines, and, knock it away from Allie Kramer. Benedictine has Allie Kramer, Josie Weiser, Twyla Carrasquillo, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Raines to begin the second half. BC putting it in play, and here they come. Kramer dumps it over into the middle, and through three defenders, the ball is going to be batted away and stolen by CMU. Kennedy coming up court for the basketball, dumps it over to the left side, gets there to Massenet, just kick it down into the baseline left corner. Cook will dribble it off feet in the middle. How many steps do you get again? And the turnaround shot is up a good lead at Johnson, 17. 37-26, back to the double-digit lead for the Lady Eagles. 8:48 to go, third quarter. And Benedictine will throw it away. Lady Ravens are going to let the ball get away into the Benedictine bench. And BC's going to draw back. Look at this. Is that 2-3 am I seeing here?
Looks like it.
Sure does. Central Methodist up the floor. And Benedictine clearly goes to that zone defense. Now the ball is going to be knocked away by Raines. And trying to steal it back. A foul on Bochkarova. That's her third. First foul of the second half for Central Methodist. Two Lady Eagles now with three fouls apiece. Both Bochkarova and Spiegel. Three fouls so far tonight. Benedictine with the basketball, and Allie Kramer comes up the floor. Drives over to the right side. Cuts back to the left. Goes into the lane. Twists, turns, shoots, and won't go. Rebound, Leah Johnson. Johnson, a two-hand overhead pass to Zatoria Cook. Cook will drive it down the left side, lob it off on top, thinking about the three, and instead stepping inside. The shot blocked. What a great job by Raines in the middle defending that shot. .8-11 to go, third quarter. Third quarter not moving terribly quickly. And Benedictine trying to get the ball up the floor, having trouble with the pressure, the defense. They'll get it over to Raines. Raines will skip pass down to the right side. Kramer looks in the middle. Gets it there to Jacobs. Jennifer crosses over to the left side. Raines back comes to Jacobs off the block. Twisting, turning, can't get the shot away. BC with 7 on the shot clock. Jacobs backs in, and will we have a travel? I don't know what that means.
Well, one ref called a foul, the other called a travel.
Okay. And they are going to call the foul. It's going to be on Leah Johnson. So for Johnson, it will be foul number 2 tonight. Mommy. and Benedictine looking to put it in play. Now Central Methodist, they've got a player out of bounds, and Mastinat says, hand me the ball, I'm going to put it in play. And the official goes, no, it's not your ball. Mastinat's arguing with him now. And now she gives him the wave off as she walks away. Benedictine will bring it into Josie. Weiser will stop. Rejected! And then Josie commits that silly foul that you do. She had her shot blocked back down on top of her. She tried to get it back, picks up the foul.
See, the impressing thing is that block was by Johnson, who it feels like hasn't left the paint defensively this entire game.
Here's the deal. Again, Johnson is a force in the middle. It's 6'3", Division I player out of Rider University. Now we've got bodies on the floor again beneath the CMU goal. And officials coming up. That's going to be another one on Josie.
She seemed to get a little excited. Kind of like landed on the shooters.
So Josie picking up that third foul is coming out of the game. Kramer's coming out of the game. Karis Quillo coming out of the game. Benedictine's going to bring in Garrison and Riley. Here's a little turnaround shot up and good for two by Liana Mastinat. And she is now at 13 points. Benedictine has not scored yet in the second half with 7:11 to go in the third. 39-26, Central Methodist. Jacobs will try to drive in. Johnson cuts her off. Now the ball is going to be batted away and knocked out of the hands of Maddie Garrison. Garrison looked a little startled, like, where did the ball go? Well, it was knocked out of your hands by Zatoria Cook. BC brings it in. Riley Wade with the top side to Nicholson. 6:57 to go in the third quarter. Shot clock at 6. Benedictine with the ball and nowhere near the rim. They'll feed it right side. Goes back door. Reigns loses the handle. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound pulled down CMU. Central Methodist, 2-on-none break. And an easy breakaway layup is good. Mastinat, 6 in the quarter. 15 in the game. CMU again stretching their lead. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. 6:41 to go in the third quarter. Eagles 41, Benedictine 26.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
To play in the third quarter here at the NOLA Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. And so far is for the Lady Ravens. No points yet in the second half. Now for Benedictine on the court, it'll be Kennedy Nicholson, Maddie Garrison, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Rain. Central Methodist will come off the bench with Bochkarova, Cook, Kennedy, Mastinat, Johnson, still their original starting five. And now the officials coming up to the scorer's table. Don't know what they're working on. Going to get it ironed out. And full court pressure, again, as always, applied by CMU. It'll come into Nicholson. Kennedy defended by Kennedy. Gets it over on the left side to Riley Wade. Into the forecourt. Jacobs back on the right side, throwing away. Going to be a steal and a breakaway. Kennedy, nobody's down there with her, lays it in. And Benedictine just doing a poor job of taking care of the basketball. Kennedy has a half a dozen. 43-26. And Central Methodist is on the verge of blowing this one open in the middle of the third quarter. They have outscored Benedictine, 10-0 so far in the third quarter. Garrison goes right side. Nicholson back out on top to Wade. Kicks it to Garrison. Passes up the shot. You can't do that against this team. Now in the middle, you think you're going to get that shot. You won't. Here's Wade. Shoots and scores. And Benedictine is in the scorebook in the second half on the first points of the game by Riley Wade. 5:48 to go. Running shot on the other end. It's going to be up and good. So Cook will hit it. It is 45-28. BC again trailing by some 17. The pass in the middle, right into the hands of Leah Johnson, waving her way down the court. Well, the basketball is going to be Canadian. She'll feed it over to the baseline. Bachkarova stops, pops short, rebound, gets her own rebound somehow. Nobody boxed her out. She will turn and score. 7 points for Darina Bachkarova. 47-28. Lady Ravens now down 19. We're halfway through the third quarter. Third quarter's been dominated by Central Methodist, and Kennedy Nicholson wildly throws to the baseline. It's going to be stolen by CMU. They'll outlet it up the court and reset their offense. Bachkarova skip pass right side. 3-point shot. No. Rebound Benedictine. Central Methodist is just the more aggressive team out there. They're taking a few chances. They're showing off their speed, and they're making life tough for the Lady Ravens right now. Here's Reigns with it. She'll go to the left side, drive in, slows up, and shoots it up and over. Leah Johnson, nicely done by Reigns. Now, Leah with 8 points, 47-30, Central Methodist. A little over 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Women's college basketball here this evening on Care Radio. CMU with the ball, with the lead. The number four team in the nation and undefeated. Here's a pass in the middle, and are we getting a foul called? And it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs picking up the personal foul. Her third. Now, Jacobs and Garrison both being talked to by Raven head coach Chad Folsom. And at the free throw line, the only player for Central Methodist who's hit a free throw tonight, Leah Johnson, clunk. It's short. They are, what, one of nine? Yeah. The free throw line, one of ten now, the free throw line. For the Lady Ravens, good news is they are 1 of 10 and 1 of 11. And now there's a lane violation. She's going to get another shot. And she is. Leah Johnson, the 6'3 sophomore from Rider University, pushes this one up. And she'll get the roll this time. How about that? Timeout taken by Central Methodist. Leah Johnson shaking her head, talking to herself. She walks over to the near side. We're taking a break at 3:57 to go in the third. Eagles 48, Lady Ravens 30.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine will have the ball. They play from the backcourt. BC will put it in. Riley Wade will bring it in. Gets it to Allie Kramer, who bounces it off her hip. Goes back and picks the ball up. Throws it up the floor to Twyla. And trying to steal the ball away is Zatoria Cook with an aggressive move. Now, is there going to be a foul? And the official's coming over, and she's having a word. And it's going to be on Cook. It's going to be her second.
Hey, she was talking to somebody that time.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
3:50 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens are going to have it in play from 28-foot mark on the far side where Reigns will do the inbound work for BC. Nicholson, Kramer, Carasquillo, Wade, and Reigns up Benedictine 5. Riley Wade out on top, and Kramer gets tangled up, and we're going to have another CMU foul. Again, Central Methodist just plays that hard, that fast, that aggressively. Canady will pick up their third foul. Central Methodist, three fouls on Spiegel and Canady and Bachkarova. For Benedictine, Jacobs and Weiser each with three. 48-30 Central Methodist. Twyla, top of the key, left side it goes Wade. Riley trying to drive inside. That thing was, the Central Methodist defense is pretty good. Here's the feed. Twyla hurries the shot and missed it. A little intimidated by Leah Johnson. Put it up too quickly. Couldn't get it to fall. And back up, it will come CMU. 3:20 to go in the third. 48-30. Eagles down front. We talked about it periodically during the game. Central Methodist loves to score. Now they're going to turn it over with a travel. Central Methodist can put a lot of points on the board. And they average 85.7. Leading team in the conference, number 5 in the nation. Benedictine averaging 72 a game. The number 2 scoring team in the conference. And now trying to steal the ball away again. Just madly leaping after the basketball. Spiegel picks up her 4th. Yes. So Spiegel probably was in the game for what? 30 seconds, maybe less? She yells at the official as she heads for the bench. .302 to go. Third quarter, and Benedictine will come to the free throw line. Is that his team foul 5? Lady Ravens have committed 4, so we're going to be shooting free throws for the balance of the third. Here's a shot for Riley Wade. It's up and good. Riley Wade has 3 of Benedictine's 5 third quarter points. One more shot coming up here. Riley eyes it and sends it in. It is 48-32. BC will put a little pressure on the upcourt play. CMU, Johnson left side, back out on top, and now over to the near side, right in front of the Eagle bench. Driving is going to be Cook, changes directions, makes it look easy. Satoria Cook's first points of the game. And it's 50-32.
CMU went about 2 plays there where they slowed it down, but this entire third quarter has been quick points, whether it's transition or just one pass and shoot.
And they are fast as a team. They get a good look. It's not like they're just getting it down there and throwing it.
No.
They are getting a good look at the rim. Here's a really long 3. Kennedy Nicholson! How about that? She was 2.5 steps above the ring. Kennedy Nicholson, her 2nd 3 of the game. 50-35. Here's a shot for the left side. Missing. Johnson follows it up. Missing. Tipped around. Johnson follows it up. Hits it. Leah Johnson now at 19. 52-35. BC down the floor. Reigns in trouble in the lane. And she's going to be fouled on the floor. Zadoria Cook's 3rd foul. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. Going to be Aaliyah Reigns. Aaliyah is not a great free throw shooter over the season so far at 58% at the free throw line. Reigns taking her time. It is up and in. Makes it look so, so easy. It'll be 9 points there for Aaliyah Reigns, looking to be the first Lady Raven in double figure scoring. Puts this one up. It's too hard. And the rebound pulled down by CMU. 52-36. We're in the last 2 minutes now of the third quarter. Here's a set shot for 3 that is up and in. First points of the game for Audrey Graham.
There's that one pass and shoot again.
Audrey Graham out of Everett, Washington for Central Methodist. Right side is going to be Twyla. Cuts into the lane. Drops the shoulder. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to roll in. And the rebound is going to be punched out of bounds by Wade. Comes back in again to Central Methodist. 17 of the shot clock and 1:24 to go in the third. Central Methodist will be on defense. They've been in that player defense all game long. Looking to bring it in, Kramer. And here's the shot up. There's the block. Are we getting the continuation? Are we going to call 2 free throws? To count the bucket, plus 1. That is the 4th foul for Zatoria Cook. And an opportunity at a conventional 3-point play for Reigns. Now the officials having a little powwow before they hand Reigns the basketball. Minute 15 to play. in the third quarter. This is getting coming over the scorer's table, and let's see what they're... Can't imagine what there is to change. They keep looking at the scoreboard. It was 52-36, 50. We'll get it settled up here. No, they moved it to a minute 17. They put 2 seconds on there. 55-38 and a free throw. Reigns will hit it. 55-39. Back into the game, Jennifer Jacobs. You notice I broke out my KMC hat, right? Minute 14, minute 13, approaching the end of the third quarter. Central Methodist will take it into the forecourt. Down the right side is going to be Zatoria Cook. Out on top, Kennedy. Around to the left side, they'll go. It's going to be Massanot. Ravens back in that 2-3 zone. Long lob over to the left side. Into the lane, nothing there. Kicking right, all alone. Set shot, 3, no good. And a rebound, out of play to Benedictin. Touch last by Zatoria Cook in the last minute, now the third quarter. 55-39. I find it interesting, and I'm sure there's some coach who could tell me what's going on. You've got the two highest scoring teams in this conference playing one another. You'd have thought the over-under would have been, 160. Here's a three-point shot, won't go. Kramer had it, lost it, jump ball, call possession to CMU. But instead of all of the points that you thought you were going to have, it's a 55-39 game. Benedictine is going to bring Maddie Gerritsen back in. Seconds to play, so the shot clock and the game clock are identical. Ball's batted away by Rain, saved in the backcourt. CMU will lob it over to the right side. Here's going to be Canadian with it. She'll back it away. Eagles are going to go for the final shot. So my question is, why do the two best scoring teams in the conference combine for 90 after three quarters? I have an over-under of 160 tonight, and it's going to come nowhere close to that. Here's a feed to the middle. The shot's up, and it's no good. However, a Benedictine foul committed by Jennifer Jacobs. It is her fourth foul, by the way. And at the line is going to be Leah Johnson. And as I indicated earlier, Leah Johnson is still the only Central Methodist player to hit a free throw. And clanks that one off the rim. CMU is 2 of 12 at the free throw line now. Just remarkable. She pushes this one up and in. And that is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter on tap here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Women's College Basketball for the score. Central Methodist 56, Benedictine 39.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here in the Nolan, as we go to the fourth quarter of tonight's women's college basketball game. Guys, game still on tap. Leading scorer for Central Methodist, 3-3 quarters, Leah Johnson at 20 points now. For Benedictine, their only player in double-figure scoring, Aaliyah Raines. She's got a dozen. Noticing during that timeout between quarters, a little troubling to see Kyra Misuraka with a very large wrap bandage, almost looks like a cast on her right hand down there. She's at the end of the bench, kind of cradling that right hand and arm. So that is not a good sign for her. Lady Ravens are going to be back in action. We'll be with them here in the Nolan Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock ladies game, 4 o'clock for the guys. So, second semester just getting underway here tonight. BC with a basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Into the lane, the turnaround shot, wide to the left side. And it's going to be lost out of bounds to Central Methodist. Garrison and Kramer do not quite mesh on that trip up the court, and the Ravens turn it over. Johnson will take the pass at midcourt. Tip it over to the left side. Zadoria Cook out on top of Kennedy. Stepping inside the circle. Little running floating shot. It's up and no good. And the rebound is going to be knocked away and out of bounds off Twyla. Karis Quinnell that time goes up like a volleyball player with an open flat hand and just kind of bats the ball away instead of going up with hands and grabbing and securing possession of the ball. Garrison will come out of the game and Josie Weiser comes back in. Josie with 5 points tonight has three fouls. Inbound it comes, and the driving layup off the inbound play, easy for Bochkarova. Bochkarova with 9 points. That is less than half her normal scoring. It is 58-39. Central Methodist, 9 minutes to play in the game. Feed will come to the free throw line where Twyla has her back to the rim, comes back out on top to Josie. Josie tries to go back door, gets it there to Twyla, shoots and missed it. Rebound pulled down by BC. Back out on top, it'll go to Kramer. Here's Josie. She has no fear, puts up the three and hits it. Josie Weiser with eight. 58-42. We're rolling along here at 8:40 to play in the game. Against Central Methodist, number four in the nation, 12-0. Benedictine coming in today at 6-7. Little bounce pass will come out on top. Satoria Cook with it. CMU goes left side. Massanot three. It's an air ball. Rebounded underneath. Followed up. Won't go. Followed up. It's in, but wait a minute. Wave off the bucket. We've got a foul on the floor. The whistle is going to be against Riley Wade for Benedictine. Couple of fouls now for Riley. CMU will have it in play at their baseline. Undefended. Nobody stepped over and got in front of, like, Leonia Massanot. She's got 17. No defense whatsoever. 8 minutes to play. Here comes Benedictine into the forecourt. Calling the offensive set is Kennedy Nicholson. Skips it over to Twyla. Here's Quillo pivoting with the right foot. Goes over to the right side to Wade. Wade will head baseline. Gets cut off there. Pushed out of bounds. And then the ball's going to go out of play off the outstretched hands of Allie Kramer. But before that, we're going to get a foul down there. That is going to be a foul on Massanet. Her second. Each team has one fourth quarter foul. Benedictine looking to put it in play. Comes out on top to Nicholson. The ball's going to be slapped out of bounds by Massanet. 7:46 to go. Central Methodist does a lot of things well, and among them is rebounding. 38 rebounds for Central Methodist so far, but is the average 47 rebounds a game, seventh in the nation. 47 rebounds a game. It's a lot. 7:42 to go in the contest. CMU brings it up the floor, and here comes Kennedy, comes it over to the left side. Massanot off top to Zadoria Cook. Skip pass over to the right side. The feed will come into the lane. Skip pass left. Beautiful movement of the ball. And knifing in and undefended. Two more for Bochkarova. 7:17 to go. And we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Lady Ravens taking a break. Joseph, we should also enjoy a break right here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The score, Central Methodist 62, the Lady Ravens 42.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
K-Radio in the ladies' game. It is a 62-42 lead for Central Methodist. 7:17 left in the game. Benedictine is going to come out on the court. Let's see who we're going to bring out here. It'll be Nicholson, Kramer, be Weiser, Karis Quilliman, Wade. Those are your BC5. Let me check that now. It's going to be, it's not going to be Kramer. It's going to be Reigns in for Kramer. Central Methodist still playing the same five. They are, again, very, very thin on the bench. They've played seven tonight. Out on top, Kennedy for three. Very short. Rebounded off the floor by CMU. Here they come up the court, driving to the free throw line, going in, spinning, twisting, traveling. They're going to call a foul. Oh, my heaven's sake. The foul is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. And here's what you get, okay? I mean, let's be very candid. When you are an undefeated team, when you're number four in the nation, if there's a toss-up, you know which way the call is going to go. Just like pitchers, you know? Some of these pitchers are going to, if you are Nolan Ryan and that thing's on the edge, you're probably going to have a strike call. That's how it works. The first free throw is up, and as per usual, it is no good for, this time, Satoria Cook. Satoria launches this one, misses that one. Rebounded out by Benedictine. Weiser with a triple team around her, can't get rid of the ball, gives it up, the shot is up, missing. Rebounded down and saved again by CMU. Over to the right, an uncontested three, missed again. This time it's going to be slapped, and rebound saved by CMU, and they're going to say they step on the sideline. Lady Eagle players leading it here by some 20 points, having a good time out of the court. Giving the officials a little run for their money, and the Ravens will put the ball in play from the backcourt. Karis Quillen will take it across the timeline, and BC will set its offense. Out on top, Nicholson. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the ball, trailing it by 20 now. Twyla works her way to the left side, gets it over to Reigns. She'll try to drive in, backs away, accelerates to the baseline, and kicks it out on top. It was anticipated, stolen away. The breakaway to the other end, and the great speed does not allow the bucket to go in, but going to go out of bounds back to CMU. We have seen Satoria Cook on the floor many times tonight as she is a full speed, nonstop, give it all you got kind of a player out of Georgia Tech. I'm sure that's the way they play it in the SEC. Back out left side. The ball spatted away. It's on the floor. CMU won't save it. Shot clock at 17. Bochkarova has it. Again to Cook. Looks it over to the left. Bochkarova for three. Short. Rebounded. Chased down by Benedictine, and it'll belong to Twyla. 5:50 to go. Eagles by 20. They're not going to get their average of 85 a game. Here's Reigns with it to Twyla from 15. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Riley Wade. Benedictine reset. Reigns with it. Cuts inside. Gets run into. Bumped up. Pushed in. Finally fouled by Satoria Cook. And that is five. Is that only her fourth?
That's what they said.
I thought I had her for five. Okay. So it will be only four for Satoria. 4.5, or the 5.5. 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Benedict will bring it in, kicks it over to the right side. And now we're going to have a travel call against BC. So the Lady Ravens with an unforced turnover. The ball's going to be put in play directly in front of Coach Folsom with 5:27 to play. Lots of games going on around the conference this evening. Peru is at Graceland. Evangel's at Missouri Valley tonight. Grandview travels to Culver Stockton. Mount Mercy at William Penn. Mid-America, the short trip, they go to Park. Here's a feed down to the baseline. It's going to be slapped away to the Ravens and knocked out of bounds out of the hands of Satoria Cook. Cook has 2 points tonight, or excuse me, four now, 4 points tonight. Averages 14. And Cook will take this shot, miss it. Rebound Leah, up and in, plus one. 5 minutes to go. Now they're going to take Twyla out of the game. Jennifer Jacobs comes back in for Benedictine, and Leah Johnson continues to light it up tonight. 22 so far this evening for Leah Johnson. Her free throw rolls in that time. And we will have a timeout on the floor. Taking a break. 5:01 to go in the ladies' game. Central Methodist all over Benedictine, 65-42.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Central Methodist in front with just over 5 minutes to play. And this is evening's ladies' game. The guys' game coming up after this one. Probably not going to start at 7:30, Joseph, but we're not going to be terribly late, so it won't be too much. Benedictine out on the court with, let's see, quick look across. I see Rains, Jacobs, Wade, Weiser, and Nicholson. And it'll be Aaliyah Rains up the floor with it. Little right-hand dribble, takes it across, gets it over to Kennedy. Nicholson will work way to the left side. Defended by Kennedy, comes off on top. Rains cuts down the right side of the lane, stops, leans in, shot won't go, gets her on rebound, won't go, gets her on rebound, won't go. This time the rebound pulled out by Leah Johnson. It's a three-on-one break going the other way. Give a go, back and forth, back out on top, into the lane. The shot is up, missing. Benedictine rebounds it down. Up with it will come Josie. Ravens need a little extra help from Josie here just to get some of that offense going. Here's a long three. Nicholson, nope. Rebound. CMU's going to take it away. Eagles will race into the fourth quarter now because it was a one-on-four break. It's going to be slowed down a little bit by Kennedy. She'll kick it over to the right side to Doria Cook. 4 minutes to play. Eagles with the basketball. Long cross-court pass. Bochkarova. Little skip pass comes out on top. The feed underneath. And back it away. The defense wasn't there, but the shot fails by Leah Johnson. They just kind of fell off Leah as she was underneath. Here's the three. It won't go for Josie. Rebounded underneath JJ. She will go in. Up. Shot's going to be blocked by Leah Johnson. And here comes Central Methodist. Leah Johnson is absolutely a dominant figure in the middle. Period. Exclamation point. Haven't seen anybody in the middle better than her in a very, very, very long time. As the ball goes to the right side for Central Methodist, we're going to have a foul on Benedictine. It'll be Rains picking up the foul. For Aaliyah, foul number three. And Coach Davis is going to bring in some players that we've never seen before. How about that? Let me whip out the program here so we can do them a little bit of justice. Now, back in the game is going to be Natalia Spiegel. She's been saddled with fouls. So, we've seen that. Now, Zatoria Cook is going to stay in the game. You also have in there Gannett Mabratu. Here's a feed to the right side. Addie Carter with the ball. We're inside 3 minutes to play. Carter will go for three. No. Rebound. Battles for, and Benedictine will pick it up. Well, the Lady Ravens have emptied the bench a little bit, too. I'm going to have to pull out both programs now, since we've got Michaela Bauman in out of Blair, Nebraska. BC, Riley Wade dumps it over, and before Nicholson can set sail with a three, we have a CMU foul, and it's going to be on Addie Carter. going to be her first foul of the game. And she has literally less than 60 seconds of floor time. Look for Benedictine. We also see Raina Jasper in there, out of Anderson County High School. BC will go right side. The driving shot is up and in. The bucket to Riley Wade. Half a dozen points for Riley. 65-44. CMU with it. They'll go right side. There's a big collision, and the driving shot is going to be up and good. That's Talia Carter. Talia, and a Philadelphia PA. 6 foot freshman. 67-44. Again, Central Methodist is traveling with 9 or 10 players, so they can only go about so deep. Inside 2 minutes to go now. Single digits on the shot clock for Benedictine. Ravens are going to get inside, and the layup will be up and good. Give that bucket to Raina Jasper. So Raina is in the book. And we're going to get a CMU timeout. Coach Davis, we're going to keep it here, Joseph. He just wanted to rotate in another player. He's going to bring Audrey Graham back in. So Graham will come in, and Satoria Cook, with a minute 46 to go, will exit the game for the Lady Eagles. CMU with it over on the right side. 20 on the shot clock. Carter with the ball. Kicks it over to Matabru. Back out on top. It'll go. Carter fades away. 17-footer. Nails it. How about that? So a couple of quick buckets by Talia Carter. And back up with Benedictine. Raina Jasper swings it over to the right side. Dishes it off on top. Minute 15 to go. Jennifer Jacobs gets fouled on top as she was a little too quick for Talia Carter. Carter will pick up her first foul, and BC will inbound it in front of the Raven bench. BC is going to have Kathleen Stanley come in now. Kathleen's out there from Leawood, Kansas. Shot clock at 10. Here's a three from the top. No. Rebound, Jacobs. Back to the left side. The three, got it for Benedictine. Michaela Bauman for three, to the delight of her teammate, making it 69-49. 40 seconds to go. Here's a 15-footer, rims out no good, and Benedictine will board it down. Up floor, down the left side for the Lady Ravens, it's going to be Stanley to the free throw line, Jacobs. She'll go right, lose the handle on the ball, and they're going to see it was knocked out of bounds. 19 on the shot clock, 25 seconds to go in the game. Guys, teams in the doorways to their locker rooms, the hallways that go back, ready to come out on the floor for the second game tonight. Here's a three for Benedictine, a little too strong. Rebounded underneath, and the shot goes up, blocked out of bounds. Michaela Bauman looking for another bucket right there from in the middle this time. And now, shot clock is off. 18 seconds to left. Okay, I don't know what the time is holding everybody up here. Looking to bring it in, looking. It comes into Jennifer Jacobs, and she will be fouled. Jacobs gets fouled by Addie Carter. Going to be a couple of fouls on Addie. She's been in the game for moments and picks up two fouls, and the Jennifer Jacobs free throw, no good. Jacobs, kind of tough to see. After her great last game, she'll hit that free throw. So for Jennifer, 24 points Friday, she's got 3 tonight. 11 seconds left. CMU is going to wind it down, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Central Methodist 69, Benedictine 50. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up as the men's game some 20 minutes away. So we'll be returning with that very shortly. But before we get away, we need to recap this Lady Raven contest here this evening as I'm finishing up adding up the numbers for Benedictine. Not a big number, but a lot of little numbers on the way to the finish tonight. And that said, let's take a look at the scoring. First of all, for Central Methodist, pacing away for the Eagles. It was Leah Johnson, 15 at halftime, ends the game with 24 points tonight. Double digits also for Liana Masenat with 17 and 11 for Daria Bachkarova, 11. 6 this evening for Jasia Kennedy, 4 for Tilia Carter, 3 for Audrey Graham. For Benedictine, Lady Ravens led in scoring by Aaliyah Raines. She had a dozen, the only Benedictine player in double-figure scoring. Following her, really jams up then, as Josie Weiser had 8, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Wade, a half a dozen apiece, 5 tonight for Allie Kramer. Finally, Kara Squillen with a 4-point evening, 3 each for both Michaela Bauman and Jennifer Jacobs. 2 tonight for Raina Jasper, Maddie Gerritsen with 1. Looking quickly at the easy numbers, the big numbers for Central Methodist, 31-73, shooting the ball tonight, 42%, and they were only 4 of 16 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, 16 of 52. So the Ravens were outshot by some 21 shots tonight. Benedictine shooting only 30% from the floor, 7 of 20 from the outside, only 35%, and luckily for Benedictine, Central Methodist did not shoot well. Not only were they 4 of 16 at the free throw line, but they were only 3 of 13, 23% three-point shooting. So Benedictine, 7 of 20 from outside, rebounding the differential. Central Methodist with 46, Benedictine with 38 tonight. That all said, CMU leads from coast to coast, remains undefeated, moving the record now to 13-0, 7-0 in the conference. Benedictine goes down to 6-8, 3-5 in conference play. We're going to take a breather. Let you be entertained by and enjoy the skills of Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio, our producer and engineer. We're going to be back here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Guys, game coming up very shortly. And again, final score in the ladies' contest. It was Central Methodist, 69, Benedictine, 50. We'll return, but right now, back to the studio before the men's game.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.